And good morning from my side to everybody. My question also relates to Article 16, to non-refoulement, following the issue the rapporteur Marta Diab has raised. Could you elaborate on how you are working in practice to do a proper risk assessment, assessing the risk for a person to suffer severe human rights violations, including enforced disappearance, when sent back to his country? And as Juan Pablo Albán just said, we have received requests to make urgent actions regarding violations of non-refoulement. And the CAT committee, the anti-torture committee here, was also turning to Morocco to take interim measures for protection from Morocco, particularly in three cases, where two Saudi nationals in 2021, it was Osama al-Hassani, and 2023, Hassan Mohammed al-Rabea, who both were sent back to Saudi Arabia. And we also have received information of an Uyghur activist facing extradition to Morocco, from Morocco to China. In all three cases, the people were sent back to their country. Thank you.